Boys, say this is for the late Parshas Miketz, which should be Shabbos Chanukah. This year it's not, but obviously we're in the midst of Chanukah. How do I not discuss Chanukah? But I will give a message that's mainly focused on Miketz and also Chanukah and life. And hopefully you'll take it in the proper way and have the lights of Chanukah really hit you. And something very simple that I saw at the outset, which is so simple but so not, is that we have to do something on this holiday to let the holiday kind of come into us. And as amongst, obviously, all the Chagim, this is important. It's most important when it comes to the holiday of Chanukah. Chanukah Day, if you will, is our Golas holiday. It's the holiday of the stop of assimilation. It's the holiday of the Greeks, and whoever you want to call the Greeks today, because they're all different styles of Greeks today, who want to take away laharogu lahabed, not just kill us, they don't start with that. They want to take away shchita, and they want to take mila, and they want to do things to make us closer to them. And therefore, it behooves us not only to stare at the candles and to sit by the candles, but what am I doing? And hopefully I'll give you a message today that will help you with that. First, we move to our parsha. In Parshas Miketz, we see something very interesting. The life of Yosef is a remarkable life. Rav Soloveitchik has a very long essay on the fact that Yosef's life very much mirrors our life in Golos. Yosef, of course, was really... We talk about how Yaakov was the Av of Golos because he would be walking. So Yosef was the son that would live in Golos, right? And I think we spoke about this, if it wasn't last week, the week before, that the ultimate level of success in Golos, obviously, is our children. And amazingly, when Yaakov, in a few parshas from now, blesses the Shiftei Ka, he includes in that not his children, but his grandchildren, right? Ephraim and Manasseh. And in fact, that's the bracha that we give our children, which is remarkable if you think about it. We bless our children on Friday night. We don't say, Yisimcha Elokim ke'avram Yitzchak ve'Yaakov. Ke'Ephraim Manasseh, what? What's going on over here? Ephraim Manasseh were the gullus Jews. We tell our children, hey, I want you, it's okay. And Dafka Ephraim Manasseh in that order, right? Whole shtickel Torah on that as well, who they were. The Torah has to come first. You could be Mishnei Lamelech, but still, you have to have the Torah. But they lived in secular society, and oh, how successful they were. And that's why, when he's going to be greeted, Yosef sends him agalot to remember the parsha of Egel Saruf. They wrote, so there's a lot of interpretation of it. But on the simplest level, he was saying, "Hey, I want to remind you, Dad, I'm still from. I still remember the last sugya. I'm still holding. It's amazing." It's an amazing thing. So this life of this remarkable life of Yosef HaTzadik, of his ups and downs in life, is just truly remarkable. But as we spoke about last week, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's interpretation that we all have to be dreamers in life, he was a dreamer, and yes, the dream would come true. And what happens? The pasuk tells us that almost out of nowhere, one could say, because he interpreted dreams before in last week's parsha, and seemingly they didn't really help him so much. In fact, he was punished for the fact that he believed in getting out of jail through another source. He's remembered. And the pasuk tells us that he is so remembered that he interprets the dreams in the beginning of the parsha of Paro. And what happens? All of a sudden, Vayomer Paro l'avadav hanimsa kazeh ish asher ruach elokim bo. God's inside of him. And therefore he says, I'm going to make Yosef into this guy because he is Ein Navod B'Chacham Kamocho. He's the smartest guy in the world. And look at the transformation. He becomes the viceroy, the second in command of all of Egypt. How could this be? How is this possible? Rabbi Monk writes, it's actually right here in the, I believe, in the interpretation of, Stone Chumash. So he says, how is it possible that this Ish Navon, why? What does he have? Who is he? So says Rabbi Monk, that Yosef patiently awaited until his dreams would actually be fulfilled. He had the ultimate emunah that his adolescent dreams would come true, despite what he went through, despite the roller coaster and literally living in the pits, whether it was the pit of jail just a few days before or the pit of being thrown into by his brothers. You know, it says that when he got the ketonas pasim, it symbolized two important things. One, the word pasim was for the four times he was sold. I mean, you can't have a worse life than being sold four times. He was sold to Potiphar. He was sold to the Schoirim. He was sold to the Yishma'elim. And he was sold to the Midyanim. And that ketonet would give him the confidence that he needed to withstand last week's parasha, Eishes Potiphar, where he actually had to leave the room without clothes on because he ripped all of his clothes off. And he was ridiculed when he ran outside with no clothes on. He remembered the ketonet pasim and how he's ridiculed for wearing too much clothes. That's who he was. But where did this come from? Where did this... How is it possible that Paro took this guy? I mean, he doesn't have a good history of who he is. He's a slave. It makes no sense. I'm going to make the slave into the viceroy of the coming to trust him with everything? The guy's going to run away. You know, you've all seen those movies. You know, I'm going to trust the robber. This is one of the biggest problems in society, but specifically I know in America, is people leave jail and nobody wants to hire them. Because they're afraid they're going to go back to, well, I'm going to hire this guy. I don't want him to be my supermarket clerk. He was arrested for robbery. I don't trust this guy. So he's going to be you want to make him into an important guy? The viceroy? How can it be? Doesn't make sense. Oh. So that comes to the pasuk in the beginning of our parasha. Right in the beginning where he interprets the dream, he comes out of there, jail, Vayishlach Paro, Vayikru El Yosef, because he's finally remembered. He says, hey, I know a guy who could be Patar Chalomot. Right? And they summons Yosef. It's a big Shiloh over there. How that's possible, right? That on that day, he's going to visit the king for the first time. It says that he shaved, that he wanted to look appropriate for the melech, and it says it was Rosh Hashanah. How is that possible? Okay, different interpretations. Rav Shachter has a beautiful piece on this. Then they had the opportunity to follow mitzvahs whether they wanted or not to. Yaakov marrying two sisters. In any case, what does it say? Vayishlach Paro vayikra. Vayomer Paro leYosef. Chalom chalamti vebatar oti. Can you do it? And what is the answer? Vayan Yosef es Paro lomar. Biladai Elokim yaneh shalom Paro. I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. Biladai, this other guy works for me. I'm sorry, I work for him, excuse me. He works for me. It's Rabbanu Shalom, it's nothing. I'm just a servant. He gave me a gift. How often do people say that? I don't know if this is true or not, but you know, whenever you watch the sporting events, you always notice, you know, the guy scores a touchdown, what does he do? Right? Even sometimes in their speeches. I wonder if they're really being sincere or not. But if they are, that's pretty amazing. I will always remember this. I've probably said this many times. I don't know why I remember this. As a kid, I wasn't such a kid. I was a teenager. So I was in Camp Masorah, Camp Morashash. It's Camp Morashah. Don't tell anybody, because I work in Masorah, kind of. I don't really work, my wife says. And it's Camp Morashah. So Rabbi there, I believe, is no longer with us. Rabbi Erlinsky, Rabbi Orlean, right? Rabbi Orlean, I believe he was the name of Pesach Orlean. And it was Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av's like, for a teenager, oh, that's a bad day, man. Sitting on the floor. And one vort that he said struck with me. He said, you know, I was on a vacation with my wife once. And we're going, I don't remember where it was. I'm just making this up. Yellowstone, whatever. And we're walking around and we see there are these kids, basically. And they're jumping off this huge, huge bridge almost into the water. And he notices that before everybody jumps into the bridge, they do the cross sign. And he thought, look at these kids. They don't look like they're so religious. Right? But he said, you know what is happening? Ultimately, at some point, we all say it's all from you. Now, the question is, do you also say that when you're down in the pit? Do you also say, there is scorpions and there are snakes in here, Hashem, you'll save it. That's the difference between us and a Yosef. Hopefully not. Hopefully something that we can learn from. And therefore, that's the point, says the Sefer Achinuch, we'll get to in a moment, that the Mizrahi writes that humbly Yosef saw and understood that even though by saying what he's saying, he could die. He could be put back into the pit. He can say to him, God, you're nobody? What do I need you for? You understand? It's even more stark what happened over here. Yosef finally has the opportunity to get out. He finally has the opportunity to do something, to be something, for those dreams to be fulfilled, and he still gives credit to Hashem. Where in most cases, a king would be like, okay, so it's you're nobody. What do I need you for? Be poached in my dream and go back into jail. No. I don't have subnatural powers. It's from Hashem. The Midrash HaGadol points out, we see this by Daniel, when he's asked to interpret a dream of the king. He says the same thing. And that's the Midrash HaGadol ends and says, that's why it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Bet, Pasuk Lamed, Ki Michvadai Echabed. I honor those who honor me. You want respect? Give respect. You know who I make rich? People realize that when they're rich, it's from me. And if I can say, and I make poor those who don't appreciate. And when a person's having money troubles, he realizes it's all from Hashem, that will get him out of it. So says the Sefer Achinuch. He explains that Paro saw the extreme honesty of Yosef. And that was the reason why he said, this is an amazing guy. He should have lied and should have said nothing about God. And instead he put somebody else in front of him. Somebody else could be Achim. Wow. This is the guy I want to interpret the dream. To lead my country. He has the power to interpret dreams. But he says the ability was entirely a gift from Hashem. Yosef didn't want to take credit for 1 minute, even though it could mean his demise and he could be put back into the place he came from. We know that the pit is very symbolic. Very symbolic. Because obviously, twice he goes into the pit. It's twice that he finds himself in a situation that is a pit. And what's interesting is the Gemara in Shabbos, as I'm sure you know, takes the story about the pit, about Habor Reik Ve'en Bo Mayim, and uses it as a important interpretation, which is a, I know we have to every week mention Chabad, so I don't want to get in trouble. So it's an interpretation that hopefully Chabad has taken to heart. And that is, the Gemara tells us that a menorah cannot be over 20 amos. When Chabad make their beautiful menorahs, so is a shaila, how high can it be? Because if it's too high, this is the shaila you have by, there's a shaila you have by sukkah, very good. Because when you look up, nobody's going to see it's a sukkah. And you have, let's say, in big apartment houses, right? It's too high up, there's no reason to put it by your window. The Iker Pesuminis is always going to be where? It's always going to be, right, in your house, because it's too much. So the Gemara is Darshan and says, well, how do we know this? We know it from the board was 20 amos. And it's impossible that the brothers knew that there was, right? There were scorpions and snakes in it. Because then why would they do that? They didn't want him to die there. So there's different interpretations that's given. As I said, the Gemara juxtaposes 20 amos with Neiris Chanukah being 20 amos. So for example, the Yalkut Gershuni says that we learn from this, this is based on really the Ramban, that there's no way Reuven negotiated and said, I don't want to, let's have a holding pattern here. Let's put him in this pit, let's go eat lunch, let's calm down, and let's figure it out. Right? Does he really deserve to die? Let's figure it out. So it can't be that they... So what does it show? It shows that when you look into a bore, past 20, you can't see anything. There's no way they knew, says the Rambam. And therefore what? Our menorahs can't be... Okay, very good. There's a sefer called the Sifsei Ra'am. It was written by Rav Eliyahu Mordechai Maza. He was a very... His son became very famous. Not in the right way. He should get famous writing sperm. He has a famous son who wrote a paper on the Mishnah Berurah. But he's got another son who changed his name from Maza, which his real name was Maza, to Mason. His name is Jackie Mason. Ever hear the very famous comedian? I know you guys are so young. So Jackie Mason's father wrote a sefer and he says, that was exactly what happened with Yavon. You see, Yavon believed in the Olam HaTeva, the regular, natural. Yosef was the anti-Yavon, right? Olam HaTeva is that I have this talent. For you to say that God gave me this talent is against Teva. That's called Mi'al HaTeva. There's somebody else helping me out. Oh, who? You have a mentor? Yeah, his name is Hashem. Oh, okay. Oh, here we go. He's bringing God into this. He's one of those guys. Oh, this is boring. Here we go. Give me the God story. Sit back and relax here. He's going to tell us about God. Right? What do we rather? We'd rather the guy get up and tell you the story about his mentor and tell you, no, I learned everything from my business mentor. His name is Donald Trump, and he taught me and hit it. And everybody said, wow, you knew Donald Trump? Wow, this is a great story. Right? They don't want the freak job to get up and say, I am who I am today because of one person who helped me in everything that I did. And you know what his name is? God. G-O-D. He's the man. Oh, here we go. Here we go. A boring story. I want to hear about Olam HaTeva. I want to hear how everything happened. No. Yosef was put into the pit because he looked at the... And he says, ah, this is God. God's right here. God's going to save me from these snakes because I believe in Mi'al HaTeva. Doesn't make sense. I should be killed right now. I should die. Doesn't make sense. The whole holiday of Hanukkah is out of Teva. Yosef brought a new tune to Mitzrayim, which was antithetical to Mitzrayim and of course, Yavon. The idea of there's somebody else in control. We don't want to be part of your society. The first thing that Yaakov does when he comes down is he tells the sons, make sure don't live in Mitzrayim proper. Don't live in Alexandria. Don't live in Cairo. Make up your own place. It's going to be called Goshen. I want you to live there separate from everybody else. Right? Not because... Shkoyach. Oh, the miracle of Hanukkah. Thank you, Tzadik. Thank you. Shkoyach. So, comes along my breakfast, Rabbi Yisai. Comes along Yosef HaTzadik. Right? This is from... We have to thank where credit is due, obviously. The machine's broken, so we thank Shalom. But this comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. And therefore... I will show that this is not Olam HaTeva. It all comes from their bonus show. Baruch Atu Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen.
I love you, Hashem. Anyway, so comes along. Oh, now we're going to get into it, baby. Here we go. A little caffeine in me. Here we go. Comes along Yosef, and he says, this is exactly it. I see the Oiro Shel Olam. Says Rabbi Eliyahu Mordechai Maza, Jackie Mason's father, right? This is it. The world is not natural. We're Me'al HaTeva. That's why, by the way, the Sifsei Chaim writes, of Chaim Freelander, Panovich, says a very strange thing that we say. Can you do me a favor? Close the window. I don't want to hear these people. So he says like this. You can turn the air conditioning on. So he says like this. Why do we write? You ever think about this, guys? You guys are davening like every day Al HaNisim. Hopefully you're Machmir and don't just do it 3 times a day. Right, you machmer and have a lot of sudas. You're saying Al HaNisim. And what do you say? Al HaNisim on the miracles, right? Val Chuas and the floods, all the great wonders in our glory. V'al Milchamas and all the wars that he gave. Whoa, stop. The what? The wars? What? The wars are that's a horrible thing. War is bad. What's going on over here? It says the Sifsei Chaim, he bases it, there's a number of different perushim. I believe the Anof Yosef says this as well. It says like this. Yes, we thank Hashem for the war. You know why? besides the fact the war was Mi'al HaTevah, that's what we say in all of Al-Anisim, right? We were nothing. We were nobody. We're like the Israeli army. Look, Lev L'Chayal, right? The Lev L'Chayal, it doesn't make sense. Israeli army makes no sense. We're a little loser country. Ah! Mi'al HaTevah. The Milchama makes us into who we are, of salvation rights in the Hari Kedem. The Beis HaLevi says this as well. When we sang at Kriyas Yamsuf, the song wasn't that you saved us, it was the salvation that we were in the Sara. We were in the Sara. He made us go through a Yamsuf to realize that the Teichat Storas, that's where the Rabbanu Shalom is mostly. He says, Rav Soloveitchik says, the hallel that we sing, ready for this? The hallel that we sing on Pesach and on the hallel, this is the biggest chi of hallels on Pesach and on Chanukah. That's why I hold you should dafka sing, even though I'm a little bit of a brisk, I don't like singing so much. You should dafka sing hallel on Chanukah. L'hoidus of the hallel, you have a chi of the l'hoidus hallel. Not just saying, l'shamayim, 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 no. Sing! Why? Says Rav Soloveitchik, because it was through the war that I'm singing about. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the war. The Yeshua that came through the Milchama. That's the idea. And that's why the famous Maharal, Rav Bitterman quoted this Maharal, you all know this Maharal. It's the most famous Maharal ever. And he says, this is the point. Every night that you light, just think about this and you'll be fine. I'm sorry, I'm coming to you only on the fourth night. Right. Talks about why was the holiday, the famous Beis Yosef's question, why is it 8 days, it should be 7 days. Seven is Teva, right? God created the world, 7 days. 7 days is regular. Eight is Mi'al HaTeva. That's why Bris Milah is on the eighth day. It's Mi'al HaTeva. We do something to our child, which seemingly makes no sense, because of this Mi'al HaTeva. The imperfection, we perfect in order to do our functions in this world. Mi'al HaTeva is the number eight, the Maharal writes. That's what Chanukah reminds us of. Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Yeh necha rois rabecha," that your eyes should see your rabbis. That people have pictures of rabbeim. You should. Why? Because they're not mi'al 20 amo. They're not. Bring them down to this world, the tzaddikim. Meet the tzaddikim. Be part of them. You have to do this. Pursuing Nisa is saying, no, Pursuing Nisa isn't only up there in the Shammai. Bring it down to my level, according to some Mamish 10 Tavachim, right? Because it's on my level. I want to see it. I want to understand there's something special, unique, all these halachas about how we light so that people don't think it's regular light. This is something I said today in Lessons from the Lane. This is something we dafka go outside and we do here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry you guys don't have the schuz. But you go outside and you have a little box and you light. And you want everybody, that's what the mitzvah is. Out of all mitzvahs, when you have a mitzvah where the more people that see it, yesterday there was a bar mitzvah, right? You just said, the bar mitzvah, it was amazing for me. You know why? Not because they had great food. Sorry. Not that. Because you know how many hundreds of people were able to see my menorah? I got more pesumim nisa, ha ha. And that's the minhag of Chabad. They say, holy cow, we can have this amazing opportunity. Thousands of people, you weren't even born yet. I remember on TV, what a godless. I remember on TV, they had the Hanukkah lighting. This is like it was a big deal. It's called satellites. And they go, and now we're going to Russia for the lighting. Like, whoa, this is awesome. And Paris in front of the Eiffel Tower. You felt so much pride being a Jew. Even living in America. Wow. Lubavitch Reddy would get up there. It was amazing. That's the or. That's the idea of Pursuming Nisa. Moshe Feinstein says that's the idea. Moshe says that's Pursuing Nisa. It has to be exactly on the level because I have my whole chiyuv here is lefarsei metanes. It's the mahut of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. Part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. It's to tell the story. But part of the story is exactly what we say, by the way. You understand that the Al Nisim doesn't say anything about the nes of the Pach Hashem. It doesn't really say anything. It alludes to it a little bit. It talks about the Muhammad. That's the nes. That a Jew can be like a Yosef HaTzadik, be in the pits of the pits and get out of it and go, ah, it's all from Hashem. You don't think at that point he would say, enough already with this Hashem thing, enough. You sold me four times. You left me for dead. I had a one-out naked from Ashes Potiphar. She made me wear an iron thing on my neck so that I could always would have to look up, so that I would have to look at her and what she was wearing every day, so I couldn't look down like a good Jew does when he sees a woman. Unless it's his wife. No. Yosef, I'm tzaddik. That's what a tzaddik is. So we have to take this holiday of Hanukkah and take with us these amazing messages. L'hoidus u'l'halel. That really the Hodah, as the Sifsei Chaim says, or Soloveitchik says, is actually not the ending part. It's the middle part. The praise is that Hashem put us through this because He loves us so much. That's what we have to realize. He put us through the spiritual challenge because He loves us so much. And with that, Amir Tz Hashem, we should be zeiche to the great miracle of the dreidel. Nun Gimel He Shin is the gematria of Mashiach. Because you know where they went? The Jews, even though they were in Gullus, went to a place called Goshen, which if you look in the first Psukim, are called Gashna. Gimel Shin Nun He, Gashna. It's Mashiach, it's the same interpretation of Mashiach. We should be zeichet to see Mashiach Sidkenu, v'meheiru v'yameinu. Amen. Amen.